My name is Raleigh Lee Martin. I'm here today at the behest of this great man, Soma, to lay in my ideas and my simple words and expressions to their creative endeavors. On December 28, 1987, I was visited and picked up in the Ozark Mountains of Arkansas. Later on, in 1988, around my birthday, I had spoken to the alien man and said, "Don't you people have any poetry in your heart?" And he said, "Clear as day, friend Martin, pick up your quill and pen these words. Omsa Lajiwa, I have traveled far and swiftly across yon deep and leaning sky. I have witnessed a nervous burst and saw a living planet die. Pristine waters from the mountains die en route down to the sea. Thus to hasten soon the horror, the Sapien race may cease to be." End of transmission. I said, "Wait a minute, man, you big-headed bastard, what did you mean?" End of transmission. And he was gone. But as I thought about it later on, I found the words to be quite awesome, frightening, terrifying, yet beautiful and quite brilliant. Our Omsa Lajiwa in the Biavian language means all praises unto the light. I found out later that their so-called esoteric resonance, or religiously, if you will, is more science-centric than it is, say, belief as we would endure. For instance, there are 10 basic spectrums to our life factor upon which we base a great deal of our electronic knowledge by these color codes. These are black, brown, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, violet, gray, and white. Now, they believe that if they can decipher those basic spectrums and all of the multilinear spectrums in between, ultimately, it would give them the answer to all things and lead them back to the face of God. Yes, I believe in God. I also believe that God did not simply make us alone the caretaker of all of his universes, because I have with my own eyes, with my own hands touched, with my own nostrils smelled, and congregated with beings, fellow beings, from various other places in this Milky Way galaxy alone.
Meteorized dates of this nature falls to the earth. The
Mayans would not have known this at the time. Now compute that. 365 days a year via 1,000 times by 5,500 years. And you would know that the original geomantle of the Earth has changed a great deal, thereby offsetting the Mayan calculations by a long shot. I do not feel that we have literally anything else to truly fear about a crucial time as far as the physiology of the Earth is concerned until around the late 2026. However, you must not let your guards down, for this Earth is indeed in a perilous situation, more so than I've known it before. And I've had the pleasure of jumping through time and space with the Beorians. End of transmission.